This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 21st. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It says there, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." End of quote. Above words are Jesus' own words. These words are part of His famous Sermon on the Mountain. Jesus says to you this morning, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. End of quote. He also says the pagans worry about these things constantly, but you should not be like them. Why? Because you have a heavenly Father, and He cares about you, and He knows all your needs. You see, worry is actually useless and harmful because it does not obtain anything at the end. It only hurts you more and more. Jesus says to you this morning, instead of worrying about your needs, focus your attention on God's kingdom and righteousness. As you focus your attention on His kingdom and righteousness, He promises He will give all your needs. Is this not an excellent deal? Trade your anxieties by seeking and entering into God's kingdom. Dearly beloved, the above words is a promise of Jesus Christ. If you seek God, His kingdom and righteousness, all your need will be given to you from His powerful hand. You will end up having all without being anxious about it. Do you know, ultimately, there are only two kingdoms. Right now, either you are in God's kingdom or in devil's kingdom. There is not a third kingdom. Therefore, first of all, seeking God's kingdom and righteousness means you seek God's salvation, forgiveness, and deliverance. When you pray, "I want your kingdom," you are praying for His salvation, deliverance, and security. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the one who delivers you from the kingdom of darkness to His kingdom because He paid His blood for your redemption and salvation. You can tell to Jesus in prayer that you want to be in the kingdom of God, and He will rescue you from the kingdom of darkness and place you in His kingdom of love, mercy, grace, peace, and heavenly blessings. Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, it says, "For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." End of quote. You see, God rescues you from the dominion of darkness and devil and brings you into the kingdom of His Son, Jesus Christ. Because in Jesus and in Jesus alone, you have redemption, the forgiveness of all your sins. Secondly, we would figure out if we seek God's kingdom and righteousness by understanding where and for what cause we spend our energy, time, and resources. You would spend energy, time in reading the Bible, studying the Bible, testifying Him to others, praying to Him, and knowing God more intimately. God takes care of His own, and He supplies and provides all your needs when you set your mind to seek Him, His kingdom, and His righteousness. In the end, when you look back at your life, you would see all worked out good by the hand of the powerful and loving Lord. And you would testify to God's wonderful provisions, love, mercy, and grace to others around you. You would become a beacon of God's light in the midst of darkness to many people. You will become a true source of blessings to others around you. Beloved, do you have a moment to pray? Pray after me. My Father in heaven, I want to seek You, Your kingdom, and Your righteousness. And I'm giving all my worries and anxieties into Your hand. Help me do not worry about these things as You ask me to do. I want to know You intimately, my Lord. I'm making You and Your kingdom my number one priority from today. Help me to seek Your kingdom and righteousness, Your plans and opportunities every day. Lord, thank you for saving me by the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son. I submit and surrender my life to you and for your purposes. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the grace, love, and blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.